you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I saw Catherine on Sunday. She just got back from Vegas. Looked like it was a rough, weekend. That's right. Once again, people trying to play Masters of the Universe and losing. All Peyton Davis all the time. We're done with Peyton Davis. Okay, now, what I want you to listen to here is this bit of craziness that you're going to hear is a CNN report from, I kid you not, 7 years ago. All right, so I just want you to listen to it, and try to keep from losing your mind. Okay, so here you go. Interestingly enough, there's kind of there's an optical deception going on.
Years ago, Congress knew it had a big problem. Its military housing was in a desperate state. 180,000 units around the world, built cheap, and now falling apart.
Facing a billion-dollar repair bill, Congress had a big idea. Turn the housing over to private companies and let the free market do its work.
But as CNN's Deborah Farrick reports, for many families living in those homes, that big idea has been a disaster.
And the men and women who serve to protect us are fighting a losing battle at home.
When these sailors and Marines left the U.S. to serve their country, no one imagined many would come home to this.
So you know people who are affected in this house? And then over in this house, and that house.
Norfolk Naval Base in Virginia is the largest in the world, home to the U.S. Atlantic Fleet. But it's facing a crisis.
I'm, in essence, combating a war on two fronts.
I don't feel safe in these houses. I've never not felt safe in a house.
Crisis that has turned dozens of military families, their children, and pets into virtual refugees, holed up in cramped hotel rooms for weeks at a time. They call this hotel wing the Mold Wing.
She was hospitalized.
Displaced families who tell us they or their kids are sick after living in rotting homes and being exposed in some cases to unhealthy levels of mold.
Roughly how many times have you either been to a doctor or been to the emergency room because of your illnesses or the illnesses of your kids? If you had to guess, half a dozen times?
50.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah. They told me it was stress. They told me it was stress and a panic attack until they found the lesions on my brain.
I lost.
Yeah, she just said lesions on my brain. All right, that's what she said.
Mobility on my left side in October. They thought I was having a stroke.
Although a direct link is hard to prove, symptoms described by these young women are consistent with possible effects of mold exposure, according to the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization. Military wives who were getting sicker and sicker say their living conditions were ignored or covered up by a private management company. Lincoln Military Housing, or LMH, is a subsidiary of one of the largest property management firms in America. After Congress privatized military family housing,
Lincoln partnered with the Navy in 2005, taking control of renovating old homes and building new ones in the Norfolk area in exchange for guaranteed rent. The Navy was thrilled.
Our long-term partnership with Lincoln has been extremely successful. We've been able to accomplish things in terms of providing quality homes I don't think we ever would have accomplished.
Gerald Bliss runs Lincoln Military Housing.
Under the terms of the contract, within a two-year period, all homes were supposed to be brought up to a suitable level. Was that done, in your opinion? And by suitable, I mean all of them livable.
Yes, I believe it was, under the terms of our agreement with the Navy. We have an obligation.
This is the same dude that was sitting at the table last week representing Lincoln Military Housing at the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The families, we want to provide them great housing, suitable housing, comfortable housing.
Right. They try to blame our mold on our dogs.
Yet military spouses we spoke with tell a very different story.
The second story was sinking into the first.
My house is like a moat. It lives in a puddle of water.
A story of decaying homes and well-meaning but incompetent maintenance people.
Right here is my home.
Shelley Federico moved into Lincoln Military Housing October 2010. When she moved out a year later, she had filed more than two dozen complaints with Lincoln Maintenance related to water damage and penetration.
They would send someone out, and they would say, Ms. Federico, no problems. We just need to caulk your window.
Shelley says she developed intense stomach and sinus problems, persistent headaches, skin lesions, and chronic fatigue. Doctors could find no cause. But she says it clicked the day a maintenance man came to remove a section of bedroom wall.
He started taking the insulation out of the walls, and as he was carrying it through my house, there was water dripping out of the insulation that he had just gathered from the wall. As soon as he did that, I immediately started projectile vomiting. My eyes started to swell. It started to get very hard for me to breathe.
When Shelley demanded a mold test, Lincoln instead explained the company had decided to move Shelley and her family to a new home.
When I asked Lincoln Military Housing, they told me that there was no need for a test.
She says Lincoln refused to consider mold as a possibility.
Who had it done independently? All of you.
Paying up to $500 each, Shelley and others hired their own mold inspectors. Results confirmed what they already suspected.
So one of the readings was 33,000. What's a normal reading? Zero. I was actually told by a remediator, you're very lucky that you found it when you did. If you would have continued to live this way this whole time, not knowing, you would probably be dead.
All right, this is Shelley Federico's house.
Lincoln's Gerald Bliss took us to see Shelley's former home, which remains vacant because it's now the focus of a lawsuit.
There's a smell in this house, and I understand whether it's just general must, but there's a distinct...
Yeah, it's just
heaviness in this house. No, you don't smell it?
Well, I do a bit, but...
We asked about the high levels of...
I do a bit. Don't admit it. Don't admit it. Don't ever admit that there's anything wrong.
Mold spores in Shelley's test.
There's been three other reports that have been completed.
And what did they tell you about this house?
That they had low levels.
Lower levels than the report that I saw.
Yes.
But CNN reviewed two of the mold reports, both of which confirmed significant levels of mold. Lincoln could not share the results of its own independent test because it's being sued by military families. Lincoln knew it was inheriting hundreds of older, poorly built homes. And while Bliss denies a systemic mold problem, he admits maintenance fell short.
I understand why some of the families are frustrated in this issue. I'd be frustrated, too, with some of the things that went on. We've made mistakes, and we're working through those mistakes.
But that's not good enough for the families. Lincoln is now fighting a lawsuit by Shelley and others that claims the company's failure to properly maintain their homes caused them serious health problems.
You know, we're sending our men and women to go fight for this country. We didn't ask for a mansion on the hill. We just asked for a safe place to lay our head at night. It's not going to make us sick. It's not going to make our family sick. That's all we ask.
When we come back, was Lincoln trying to save costs, to cut corners?
100% yes.
All right. That is, right? That is 7 years ago. That isn't, this report isn't being done today or last night by CNN. This is 7 years ago. Now, in this one, in this part of the clip, you're going to hear from, that base inspector that I teased that audio in the first hour. You're going to hear from her. You're going to hear from Senator Mark Warner is going to be in this. And then everybody, but then just so you know, when you relate it to the last two hearings, everybody got blindsided by this, right? Everybody got stupid all of a sudden. To include the DOD people who have dealt with this for years. They got stupid. Right? It's look, again, don't piss down my back and tell me it's random. All right, here's the second part of it. And then after this, we'll take a break, and then you're going to meet the aforementioned Shelley Federico.
Lincoln Military Housing did not create the Navy's deteriorating housing crisis, decades in the making, but it didn't fix it either. As a result, many military families are living in toxic homes. Deborah Fayrick's special investigation continues.
As the new landlord, Lincoln Military Housing did put in new appliances, fixtures, cabinetry, and carpeting, taking homes from this to this. But it appears aging homes continued to be plagued by water damage, persistent leaks, and more harmfully, mold. And more families were falling mysteriously ill.
What kind of illnesses have you had?
Sinus infections, respiratory infections, the nausea, the vomiting, the diarrhea.
The families we spoke to believe Lincoln was avoiding what it knew to be a huge problem.
There was a lot of mold when I first started.
Meet Danette Smith. She worked 10 years for the Navy and was among the first team hired by Lincoln when it took over military housing in 2005.
In your opinion, was Lincoln trying to save costs, to cut corners?
100% yes. They did not want to spend the money due to the units. Eventually, we're going to be torn down, or they mainly concerned on 100% occupancy.
How were they remediating the mold?
Covering it.
How?
They would cover it with cleaning it with bleach and then painting over it. They put a Band-Aid over anything the cheapest way possible to make it not visible and for a resident to come in and not say anything.
Lincoln denied Smith's allegations. She was fired for overspending on housing maintenance. Fast forward to today. With families getting mysteriously sick and Lincoln denying a problem, families desperately turned to the Navy for help.
She was actually there with me that day.
It's out of our hands.
It's out of our hands, and there's nothing we can do. And I would ask him, please, sir, you know, I found a doctor that can help us. He said, you know what? You see those helicopters over there? That's what I need. And I don't do anything more than that. And I said, but, sir, you're the rear admiral of the state. Can you help us? I'll pass the information along.
That man is Rear Admiral Tim Alexander, whose housing staff direct service members to Lincoln Housing.
We're there to support our families and to ensure that they are being treated properly.
And from the bottom of your heart, do you believe that the Navy acted that way? Because a lot of families would say otherwise.
I do believe that in every instance where we were informed that they had a problem with their landlord, we have fully engaged on their behalf. Yes.
That's a straight up lie, right? By a 2-star officer in the United States Navy. That's the shit that these families deal with, right? He looks at the camera and he lies. He lies at the urging of the lawyers of the service branch.
Yes.
The Navy's housing crisis came to a boil in December when a local TV reporter contacted by Marine wife Shelley Federico started looking into the allegations. After Shelley's story spread through the neighborhood, other Navy families started coming forward, telling News Channel 3 their story. The floodgates opened. Navy and Marine wives who had never met before came out by the dozens. At an emergency town hall meeting, U.S. Senator Mark Warner, who himself has a daughter with asthma, listened in disbelief.
It's been 20 years in business.
and I bolted. This is not a way to run a business.
What struck me was here were these Navy spouses with their husbands deployed defending our country, and they were living in substandard housing. I mean, this is not how we should be treating the families of the guys who are defending our country.
When Lincoln tried to defend itself with its own test results suggesting no mold was present, Senator Mark Warner demanded Lincoln fire its mold inspectors, telling the Navy to step in and do its job overseeing its public-private partnership with Lincoln.
Many of the families feel that the Navy dropped the ball when it came to oversight. Do you think that's a fair description?
I think the Navy, if they didn't drop the ball, they took their eye off the ball.
Now, what you heard last week was, we've been busy for the last 17 years. Well, this was jammed into your face 7 years ago. This was jammed into your face 7 years ago. And now everybody's stupid again. That's why, honestly, this is, in my opinion, this is criminal.
Lincoln is now doing what desperate families for months have been asking. They're finally offering free mold tests for anyone who wants one, and if necessary, remediating the mold.
Lincoln and the Navy are not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because they got caught.
They got caught.
But it's happened. What happened? They got caught, and then they went right back to doing the same exact things they got caught doing, and everybody got stupid again.
Lincoln says it has fired 10 employees, hired a community liaison, and is reviewing its 4,400 homes.
Lincoln representatives were denying there was a problem. The Navy was denying there was a problem. Now all of a sudden there's been a 180-degree reversal, and you guys are now acting on it.
Well, we've made mistakes, and we're not happy about what happened here.
Again, same guy who represented Lincoln last week in the Senate Armed Service Committee hearing, Jarl Bliss, J-A-R-L-B-L-I-S-S.
And I think we've recognized that.
It's no secret that government contracts are lucrative contracts, but devil's advocate, why should anyone give you any more money given what has happened with these families?
Well, we have to prove ourselves again, and we have to compete for the families, their rental dollars.
The Navy is now promising to live up to its end of the deal.
One of our lessons learned has been in this particular partnership and for the time being that we need to increase the amount of oversight that we provide sort of at the deck plate level.
And that's what they said.
And now 7 years later, we're doing it again? What's wrong?
Down in my bathroom.
You're asking these families who already have enough going on to trust Lincoln and to trust you. And a lot of families are saying, uh-uh.
Well, certainly we want to restore that trust across the board, and we will do that one family at a time.
But for those who are sick and feel they were lied to, that could take a very long time.
These things should have been condemned a long time ago, and they weren't. I don't want to move back into that house. I don't care what they've done to that house. They can rip out every single wall. They can rip up every piece of carpeting. It's not going to be safe.
To date, Lincoln Military Housing has inspected nearly all of its 4,400 homes. So far, they say 68 homes have required full remediation. But despite their track record, the company gets to keep that lucrative Navy contract for the next 40 years. Up next, he left behind an anger-filled manifesto and a wife who says she still loves him. In an exclusive interview, the widow...
How about that? You could dust that story off, and as long as you don't mention the dates, you could publish it today. And no, everybody would think it's the story that you're doing today, right? Everybody would think that. Everybody would think that. 7 years ago, a United States senator in the story, and everybody got stupid again. All right, so we'll take a break. Joining us next is Shelly Federico. All right. And so you're going to hear from Shelly about what she went through. And what I'm most curious to hear from Shelly is her thoughts as this thing comes to life again. Okay. After all she went through, and she was, you know, she's one of the people that, is featured in this CNN story. After all that she's been through, right, her thoughts on this happening again, watching Senate Armed Service Committee people acting like this is the first time they've ever heard of it. So it's so we'll talk about that. More of Almarine Radio coming up next on a Wednesday on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.